taste like this.
Need a bigger TV for the big game? Score a big screen at Casino Queen. Win a sharp, Aqua 60-inch or 70-inch HD TV and watch the big game in style. Tune in to earn entries beginning January 8th. Drawings will be held January 27th and 28th, every 30 minutes each day from 6 p.m. through 10 p.m. Now that's a lot of TVs. Supersize your screen with Casino Queen. Big games, bigger TVs. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not lost.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Hit the B square.
I haven't had this pleasure for a while. I get the Tuesday pleasure, but not the Friday pleasure, because normally Bill is here. I'm filling in for Bill Cleveland. Happy to do it. We struck a deal. It is Friday, and Joe Hipperson is here to talk about whatever in the world is going on this weekend. Where to go, what to do, who to see, who to hear. Brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Here is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
I'm great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Let me check. Great.
Okay. So this weather isn't messing you up or anything?
I love it. Man, I love this
weather. Oh, man.
I'm a fair weather person anyway. I don't like cold. And okay. This is as close to spring as you can get.
Was there any warning about today's weather?
No.
There wasn't. Nobody gave us any warnings, right?
I saw two forecasts last night. One, I watched on TV. One said 63. The other said 66. How about 70?
Yeah.
They were both low.
It was close.
And there certainly was no warning as we went into winter, because we talked about this. These guys said, brutal, get ready, brace yourself, brutal winter. Well, I take that to mean December, January, if they're going to be brutal.
Well, that's winter.
We're still waiting. I hope they're wrong.
December, according to Dave Murray, was supposed to be really bad and snowy.
Yeah, you see, I was really excited about this winter, and I guess I should start watching the news again, because
You were excited because you thought it was going to be cold?
Would you look at the way I'm dressed? I mean, yeah. I know nobody can see it, but I mean, I'm layered big time.
Mr. Trenchcoat, Mr. Yeah. Overcoat.
Well, it's a pea coat, actually.
Do you? Sorry.
Well,
hey, what is a pea? What's the pea for?
I have.
Is it no military?
I have no idea.
Or is it something to do with the ocean? Isn't it sort of
a nautical thing?
It was a Navy.
Their Navy overcoat.
Yeah. Well, the first time that Gene Wilder ever met Mel Brooks was backstage after a big production. And he came up to him and he said, "Hey, I really like your coat." And Mel Brooks said, "Oh, it's a pea coat." Well, that's what they call me. That's what they call it now. There was a urine one forever, but then nobody was buying.
I get it.
That was a big thing. Yeah.
But I wonder why pea coat. Because that really is what it's called.
Originally worn by sailors of American and European navies. Pea coats. I got to find out what. A bridge coat. I can't find out what
they're
the
dark. And if you pee in your pants or your
nobody will know.
And it's dark, nobody will know.
Hey, you want to know something sick? Well, I've actually whizzed on this jacket before. I'm serious.
No, why?
No, listen. I stand about 6'3", and a pea coat is like a trench coat, but as we can all see, it's cut kind of short. It doesn't go all the way down.
Right.
Which means that the bottom of the coat is dangling near
right
other dangling areas.
Yeah. So I've had this happen with a shirt.
Right.
Kind of in the way.
And it wasn't my fault. Look, it was a wicked sneeze during a whiz.
Uh-oh.
All right? And I had no idea if any guy out there... I don't know from the female end, but...
No, for women who don't know, when we're, like, at the urinal and we sneeze, it's like a fireman who loses his grasp on the hose for a second.
You have
and the
to
thing
let
starts
go.
Flailing around.
Yes, because you want to be courteous and do the whole cover in the mouth thing.
Right.
And then it's in those 2 seconds that you realize, oh, I'm
mouth
go.
Wiener,
I let
mouth
go.
Wiener. Yeah. Which do I do?
Yeah. Right. Well, first off, you were wiener. Now you're going mouth. So put that in your mind while it's happening. You freak out over that.
Say wiener and mouth?
What? No. You were wiener. Now you're mouth.
Oh. Right. Let me mention, as long as we're on this, let me mention one other thing. We've talked about a couple of times that women will never be able to relate to, but every guy will. The dreaded splitter. When you're peeing in two different directions.
It's an anomaly.
Yes. And there's a decision
usually
to
a
be
result
made.
Of
usually it happens in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well,
you wake up to go to the restroom
after you've had some pleasure.
Copulation.
Yes. You might have forgotten that things had gone down earlier, right? And you're just standing there and you're like, "Oh, God, I got to take a whiz." And the lights are usually off and you don't realize you started whizzing until it hits you in the face sometimes. It just flies up.
Or it's hitting the shower curtain.
Hits the wall.
I had the ultimate splitter. When I passed my kidney stone here at the station, I thought there's something weird, and all of a sudden it went everywhere.
Three streams.
So taking a wicked sneeze during a whiz, wearing a pea coat, it resulted
into a pea coat. Have you washed the coat?
That's what I was going to ask.
It was on the interior of the pea coat.
Oh, so what you're saying is you're wearing...
You didn't wash
it? You're wearing your pee?
You peed in the lining and you've never cleaned it?
You know, urine is sterile. I mean, it's sterile. You can drink it. I mean, you could.
Oh, and
look, Frank, all the power goes out, zombies start taking over, we're locked up somewhere. I mean, look, we'd have to eventually go to Wiz. It would happen.
For people who think he's kidding...
I'm not.
You can, if you have to, you can drink.
In order to avoid dehydration, eventually, of course, you can't go on a Wiz diet. You'll die. I mean, it's not
But you'll run out of Wiz.
Yeah.
Because you're only
be all pruned
cycling.
Up and you'll smell like whiz.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'd
be terrible to be found that way. But no, there was a bit of whiz on the interior of the pea coat, and I haven't, Frank.
This is the best segment he's ever done.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have, this is for the guys out there, if you're ever curious, hey, if I hit rock bottom, if you're still wearing a jacket that you've whizzed on after a couple weeks,
like
there's
you.
A good chance that, there's no safety net. That's a concrete slab, and you're face down. So, this is probably why I overdo a bit of the cologne. I don't want to smell like whiz a little bit. So, yeah. Well, because just the last time I did a segment, I was in here with Bill. He did half the segment on what I smelled like.
Bill was very intrigued.
He
really
it,
enjoyed your,
I mean,
way your
into
smell.
It.
Really?
Yeah, now you could easily off the air say, Joe, what are you wearing? That ain't bad.
I don't smell anything.
Bill waits till we go on the air.
I
smell
pee.
He makes a whole thing out of it. Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Hey, you know what? I think that people think it smells like whiz. I've got a pillow that I've been using for years, all right? And it really does, to me, smell like sleep, okay? It smells like the snuggly sleep kind of thing. And I'm sick and disgusting. I haven't washed this pillowcase in probably 2 or 3 years. All right?
Oh.
This is gross. God knows.
Yeah, well, don't we all sort of drool?
You drool and
your nose might run a little bit. Yeah,
I've got
eye crust.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I got about 3 bottles of Germex either in my car or in my possession at all times when I'm doing whatever I'm doing, because I'm way, way just afraid, like Howard Hughes afraid of stuff like that. But if it's mine, I'll bathe in it. I don't care. I'll dive head first. So I don't think too weirdly about it. Oh, it's my own drool.
Well,
I care. It's fine.
That,
it's me.
That makes sense, though.
And you know why? Because if it's my stuff and I'm making the stuff, then I'm immune to it.
If you're using a handkerchief to blow your nose that you've blown into before,
yeah,
it's not a big deal. But don't hand
mine,
me
right.
It's not your handkerchief.
Especially if I'm crying, that's just sick and wrong. You know, I mean, if I have to sneeze, I understand maybe I'd take a hit if there was no other way around it.
You know what our grandpas used to do?
Oh.
Like if a little kid, if we're little kids and we're crying,
he'd take out
his booger rag
and
wipe your eyes with it.
And it was crusty.
Or if you had ice cream on your mouth, he'd wipe your face with his booger rag.
You see, there's one of two ways that can go down. You can either have somebody coming at you with a booger rag, all right, or I can remember, and I love my mother, she's brilliant, right, but I can still have vivid memories of a bit of ice cream or something on the face. She wants to get it off, she does like the licking and the thumb thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And you see that, like, the 2 or 3 seconds before it happens, you see that slow lick of the tongue that comes straight for your face. You're like, oh my God.
I know, I've seen many women lick their thumb and then wipe their kid's face.
Or they lick a napkin or something and wipe it off.
It's a bizarre thing.
I'd like to interject a statement. Ladies and gentlemen, if we had kept with yesterday's change of format, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Yeah.
We would already have had to break for commercial.
And if Don was here, we'd be all very ashamed right now. What they were talking about.
Who doesn't go for things
like
booger rag?
It's like your own bathroom bouquet, you know?
It's
kind of the same thing. There is a difference.
There is a difference.
Bathroom
I will say that we're speaking open and honestly. We're not doing bits here. This is not pre-recorded or
rehearsed
or anything. This is just the way it goes down. But when you do that to your kid, if you're a woman, you're one step away from just licking your kid's face. You know what I mean? The thumb is the only thing
separating
you.
Cats can do that.
Well, they're animals. Yeah. You know, it's fine. It makes sense. But I haven't washed my pillowcase in a long time. I think it smells like sleep. People tell me it smells like urine. So
your
whatever.
Pillowcase?
No, I haven't washed it, okay? I haven't. It smells nice. It smells like me. It's my Joe pillow.
Oh.
All right?
Hey, I know this is Joe's segment, but Jerry is on the phone, and he said that he has the ultimate sneeze urinal story.
I would love to. Can we? You mind?
Well, I don't mind.
I'll
bang this out when we're done with Jerry.
Jerry, Joe has given you permission to butt in and tell us your sneeze urinal story.
Just keep it quick, man.
What do you have?
I'll try try to do it quick, but okay. There's a little bit involvement. Here's the deal. I was in a public restroom in the Atlanta airport, and I'm at the urinal doing my business. I should have told you, I'm in the middle of one of these dental implant procedures.
Uh-oh.
So I've got this tooth in a retainer. So here I am doing my business at the urinal, and I have this Joe Hipperson sneeze coming out of nowhere, and the retainer comes out.
Uh-oh.
So I gotta finish my business, at least do that part. I don't, you know, run off. And so I finish my business, and I'm looking around. Well, I spot the retainer down in the urinal.
Oh, boy.
Had anybody else used it after you?
No, but okay. You're not anywhere close to the punchline.
Okay, go ahead.
So then I'm fishing the retainer out, and I look, and the tooth is gone.
Oh, boy.
So here I am. I'm a businessman. I'm dressed in a suit and tie. I'm on my hands and knees in a public facility looking... tooth, can't find it, then it occurs to me, you know how the urinal's got the first part, then there's another part down deeper.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's my tooth down there.
Oh, boy. Not good.
Fit underneath the guard, you know, the
urinal cake. Yeah, well, there's no gizmo in there, and I'm sitting there looking at my tooth, so I take one hand, and I can't get down there because my hand's too big. I tried the other hand, and it didn't work either.
Oh,
so then I'm fishing around, and I get my pocket comb out. I've got people looking at me, you know, like I'm absolutely out of my mind. And I'm fishing around, and so I use the comb to fish the tooth out.
Oh,
you wow. got the tooth.
Yeah, I finally get the tooth with the thing, wash it, you know, do the soap and water gizmo to try. And then I put it back in my mouth, and I called my wife to share the experience.
Oh, man.
And she said, "You didn't put it in your mouth." I said, "Yeah, I kind of had to. I got people I got to talk to."
Oh, I don't think I could have done that.
I don't know if I would have had to boil it.
Yeah, boil it would have been fine.
Being the smart aleck that I am, I ended up with, "Well, how was your day, darling?"
Uh-huh.
And she says, "Well, I was going along and had a sudden emergency, and bottom line is I peed on myself." And I said, "What institution do you want me to put us in? Because we obviously can't function in society."
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, that's a very good story. I think he deserves a round of applause.
Right on.
We get a round of applause for that, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry.
You know, he actually made up an expression. He called it the Joe Hipperson sneeze.
Yeah.
So, go somewhere with that. That ain't bad. Right. Anywhere I can brand myself. One day when you want to ask me, we won't do it right now, as far as the fishing of a toilet, all right, I'm not talking about the one you stand on.
Right.
I would probably destroy anybody and keep anyone from getting close to me ever again. Just want to let you know that.
Save that story.
I will.
Okay.
It took place in the United Kingdom, actually. So it's pretty wild. All right, here we go. It's time for my really quick abridged weekend report. We have one major film opening up at a theater near you called The Devil Inside. It's rated R. It's very scary. It's exactly like all the other demonic possession exorcism movies we've already seen. Kind of looking like it's, this is real. It's like documentary footage. And, you know, this is really happening. They just did that with The Last Exorcism. Or you can look at The Rite with Anthony Hopkins, which really did have some decent moments in it. This movie is basically beg, borrowing, and stealing from everything else before it. So if you don't want to think really much and you just want a really quick scare, it's rated R. It's out in January. Movies that come out in January have no confidence whatsoever with the studio. Just keep that in mind and remember it. You'll be good to go. If you want to see a band this weekend, tonight, Cracker over at the Pageant. Jake's Leg is at Cicero's. Blueberry Hill has Stendek. I Heart Heartbreaks playing over at Fubar. The Gramophone's got the Reeling Jilly. The Box Cutters on stage over at Lemons. And tonight, the Hail Marys are playing the Heavy Anchor.
Yeah.
Saturday, Rum Drum Ramblers over at Off-Broadway. Pocket Change over at Rich's Place. Cicero's has Deep Thump. Insomniac Folklore's over at Lemons. No Bedtime for Bedlam playing over at Fubar. Slumber Amidst Decay, playing on stage at Pops, and it's going to be a kid's show. The Union Electric is over at Blueberry Hill. Now, if it's your thing, and you dig the idea of things that aren't as real as they appear, this is better than wrestling, all right, because I think it's fun for the whole family. The Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, the best.
Here we go. Harlem Globetrotters tonight, 7 p.m., Scott Trade Center. I don't need to tell you all about the Harlem Globetrotters. Everybody already knows.
Can I tell you something? That's one of these things that nothing about it has changed in 50 years, and thank goodness for it.
And it still works.
It still works.
Yeah, because
you've never seen the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't care if you don't give two hoots about basketball. I don't know anything about basketball. It's not about that.
No.
These
it's like
guys
a magic show
are great
and every
showmen.
Carnival. Oh, yeah.
And they eat it up. And even though we know that they're doing the same routine every single
doesn't
night,
matter.
Every city they play it fresh, they play it fun, and the looks on the kids' faces make it all worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brilliant. And the fact that it's there's variables. I mean, it's a sport still.
And it hasn't needed to be updated or high tech. Or anything.
Song's still the same. Uniform's still the same.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Exactly.
It's the best.
Family fun for everyone. Also this weekend, if you're interested, Mr. Steve Davis putting on yet again Memories of Elvis. This is due to the fact that on the 8th, on Sunday, it would have been Elvis Presley's birthday.
Right, baby. I was 7 years old.
So the Mid-South Revival with Memories of Elvis with Steve Davis going down at the pageant. And last but not least.
Stop applauding.
I thought I was doing a good job.
Yeah, I did too.
All right. Now, I've said over and over again, when you do stuff with your kids or wife or whatever it is over the weekend, that you should have a family fun day. I've been saying that for years.
I agree.
All right? I have been saying for years, family fun day. I used to say Sunday would be family fun day. I would hate to say somebody ripped me off, Frank, but I think maybe somebody ripped me off, but I don't mind. The Missouri History Museum now has Family Fun Day.
Hey.
All right? They have Family Fun Day every second Sunday. So this weekend, Family Fun Day over at Missouri History Museum. Absolutely free for you and yours from noon till 3. They're located in Forest Park. They've got a really, really cool archaeology display. Kids can pretend they're Indiana Jones. Weaving demonstrations. An amazing, amazing toy train display. If you got a kid that's in the trains, to blow them away. Also, they put on a bunch of puppet shows. Kids can interact, do a whole lot of cool stuff. So, Forest Park, Family Fun Day at the Missouri History Museum. Absolutely free for you and yours. I'm out. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS. Hip on entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Joe Hipperson holding on to a great story about fishing something out of a toilet bowl.
The loo.
Something to
the
look
United
forward
Kingdom.
To. Yes, there it would be, the loo. Not to be confused with what some people call St. Louis, which I can't stand.
Yeah,
if you ever hear me call this town the loo, kick me off the air, because I don't deserve to be on. I missed that old format we tried yesterday.
Yes.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding. Let's take a break. We're coming back. Big 550, KTRS.
Let's head up top and see what Tim Weiland sees traffic-wise in the Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. Tim?
All right, Dan. Well, we just took off and got a chance to look at the downtown area. But first, it looks like North County, east and westbound 270 is just going to be a mess this evening. We've got a new accident now. It's eastbound 270, a little bit west of West Florissant, that has a lane block. So we're headed straight up there and let you know exactly what's going on the next report. Downtown, eastbound 4064, that's starting to slow right at Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, you're slowing a bit north of Park. We have slow traffic now on southbound 270 in pockets from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, jamming up between Kings Highway and McCausland, 270 out through Mason, and a little bit slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Showtime. Sunday, the new season of the smash hit Shameless is back on Showtime, starring Emmy Award winner William H. Macy and Emmy Rossum. We've got Shameless season premiere. It's happening Sunday at 8 Central, only on Showtime. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
What happens in Washington doesn't just affect Washington. It affects us all. And you have a hand deciding on the direction the country goes. This Tuesday morning at 9, join KTRS's McGraw-Milhaven and the St. Louis Beacon's political writer Joe Manis as they moderate the Republican senatorial debate live from the Missouri Athletic Club West. Congressman Todd Akin and former state treasurer Sarah Steelman are seeking the Republican Party nomination, but only one will challenge Senator Claire McCaskill in the fall. They have agreed to sit down and discuss the most important issues facing Missouri and the country live right here on KTRS. The audio will be streamed on KTRS.com, and for the first time ever, a live audio and video stream will be available on Facebook, live on the KTRS Facebook page. This historic event Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. is brought to you by the Missouri Athletic Club West, St. Louis Beacon, and the Big 550 KTRS.
The Apple Advantage. The Apple Advantage. Get your best vacation experience with the Apple Advantage. Incredible prices and unbelievable values are yours to be had during the Apple Vacations Great Winter Event. Four nights in Cancun at Rio Caribe start from only $749.99. Or enjoy Riviera Maya. Three nights of unlimited luxury at the adults-only Secret Silver Sands Riviera Cancun start from just $999.99. Both trips include round-trip air, all meals, drinks, and more. Plus, with Apple Vacations, round-trip resort transfers are always included. Call Great Southern Travel at 314-432-6020 to book your trip today. That's Great Southern Travel, 314-432-6020. Hurry, sail end soon. Prices per person based on double occupancy and air on Frontier for select dates. $2.50 per segment, September 11 security fee and other taxes and fees up to $152 not included. Restrictions apply. Check bag fees may apply per bag. Please see air carrier's website for baggage charges.
Hi, I'm Pat Gellner, the owner of OK Vacuum and Repair. I know most people listening to this buy their cleaning products from the big box stores. They tell you the products are located in aisle 21, and when you get there, you have to read the labels to figure out which product to buy. At OK Vacuum, we have knowledgeable people who will show you what the professionals use and the best way to clean your toughest jobs. At OK Vacuum and Repair, we're old-fashioned. We carry your vacuum out to the car for you after it's been repaired. We assemble it at no charge when you buy a vacuum from us. Our people don't just sell product, they solve problems. And over 95% of our products on the shelves were made in America by Americans. We're very proud to carry the Ricard line of vacuums made in St. James, Missouri. These vacuums start at $129 and all have minimum 2-year warranties. We're located at 11716 Manchester Road in De Pere, or visit us on the web at okvac.com.
R&R Sanitation Port-A-Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for port-a-potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their port-a-potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, Local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Well, the Blues are happy to have Ken Hitchcock behind the bench.
Ken Hitchcock was a great coach.
Well, I want us to be proud of the way we play the game.
You can tell the guys are really playing that 200-foot game he talked about. 60 minutes of hockey, it's fun.
We got as much or more potential than anybody around.
Skating it in, Steve scores!
I think he'll bring that winning tradition here to St. Louis.
Saturday nights are Blues family nights with 4 tickets, hot dogs and sodas, and 2 bags of popcorn. Go to stlouisblues.com for info.
For quality, value, and fun since 1971, nobody makes regulars like Matty Lee's Sports Bar and Grill. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly. Matty Lee's is your destination for award-winning wings, pizza, and, of course, the famous Matt's Steak Special, a 9-ounce certified Angus beef ribeye steak sandwich, seasoned and charbroiled to perfection, topped with an onion ring, and served on fresh-toasted butter-garlic bread. Matty Lee's Sports Bar and Grill, with 2 locations, North Lindbergh and Florissant, and Matty Lee's newest location in St. Charles, online at mattyleessportsbar.com.
Has a doctor told you that you had a traumatic brain injury or concussion? St. Louis University is seeking veterans and civilian adults for a brain imaging research study. Participation requires 2 full days of brain tests, and eligible participants will receive compensation for time. Copies of brain images will be provided at no cost. If you suffered a brain injury since 2002, please call 314-977-8560 for more information. Again, that's 314-977-8560.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS each Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m., where we're going to talk about tax-free retirement. There's no federal income tax, no state income tax. There is no income tax with this retirement strategy. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m. and learn about tax-free retirement.
Dum, 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 you are. Ooh, yeah.
great Roy Orbison.
Only the lonely.
And you still have this guy's phone number?
Roy Orbison?
Yeah. No, not his number.
Oh.
Yes, I do.
Try him again. Just see what happens. Okay. Let me tell you what happened here, folks. I came in today, and there were three letters to me.
That were in my mailbox.
They were in Peon's mailbox. Wait till you hear this. This is unbelievable. So they're not open. They're sealed. The stamps are on them, and they're addressed to me. But they were in Peon. So I walk in, and you have to understand that getting regular mail from listeners very gradually is becoming non-existent. You get emailed. You don't get many letters.
Nothing there. It's a fast busy.
Okay. So I looked at these, and I thought, well, I didn't look at the postmark on them. I just thought, I hope these aren't, I hope it's not something that came, you know, a week or two ago, and now I'm getting to it too late. Because sometimes people have a request, like, my son's leaving to go away from the service. Would you please say hello to him before, blah, blah, blah. And so I open them up. Let me start with this one. Again, I've never seen these letters till today. Peon has never seen them. They were put in his box, I guess, yesterday or this morning.
In the
last 24 hours. Bruce, give me some letter reading music here. Wait till you hear this. Frank Opinion, Big 550 Westport Plaza. Dear Frank, I'm writing this letter on behalf of my daughter, Erica. Erica is 25 years old and for the past 2 years has been a teacher in the Warrenton School District. Because of budget cuts, her post as a drama and English teacher have been eliminated, and she will be out of a job next year. The reason I'm writing, Frank, is to ask a favor. Erica is my fishing buddy, my Cardinal baseball game buddy, my partner in our office yearly football pool, and boy, can she pick 'em. Because of her, we usually end up somewhere in the top and in the money. I'm going to miss her because, you see, on May 27th, she's shipping out to Paris Island for basic training to be a United States Marine. Erica believes that losing her job was almost destiny, and that it presented her with an opportunity to do something for her country, and what better way to do that than to serve in the Marines. In 2001, Erica graduated from Fontbonne University with a 3.9 GPA and shortly afterward accepted a teaching position. While teaching, she took classes in broadcasting, worked evenings with challenged kids, all the while hoping to land a position in radio or television, but that just didn't happen. Erica's always been the ham in our family, participating in speech and theater in high school and drama and college. She's always thought that one day she'd be the next Katie Couric. She's bright, occasionally can be funny. Not as funny as you, Frank, but pretty witty. I know you plan these things ahead of time and may not be able to do this, but I know that before she leaves for the Marines, she would get the biggest kick out of being a guest on your show. Is there any way that she could be an afternoon guest? That would be really great. If it can be worked out, I'll bring her by one afternoon and surprise her. I can be reached during the day at, and here's the 314 phone number. Either way, thanks, Frank, and best wishes to you and the gang. And I read this letter today, which I just received from this radio station's mail whatever, and I thought, wow, let's grant this wish. And then I looked at the date on the letter. Unopened, never got to me till today, April 4th, 2003!
Oh,
almost 9 years ago. Now, this Erica has probably...
She's probably
been
34.
In and out of the Marines, probably done two tours of duty. I just tried to call her dad, and we're getting a constant busy because it is a 314 number. How does this happen that there are three? I'm not finished here.
They may not even live here anymore.
Okay, that's one. Listen
to
this. Now, these all appeared in Peon's box. Somehow, these things have been floating around here for 9 years. Listen to this letter. Dear Frank, enclosed is a poem written by Corporal Joshua Miles and the troops in the 3rd Battalion, 2nd Marines. Corporal Miles with the Task Force Tarwana in Iraq. Same unit that my son-in-law, Scott, is with. Some people have wondered what the troops fighting in Iraq think about the war protesting, and I think this poem conveys it all. Sincerely, and it's Shirley Wernick, and then she sends me this poem and this wonderful letter, and I look up, April 3rd, 2003.
Ooh.
Here's the third letter.
So that was the same date on both those
same
letters?
Date.
So it
same
was,
day.
Yeah.
Check this. Dear Frank, I received the enclosed notification letter from, and they mention a bank that used to be a sponsor on this show. And as soon, by the way, as I saw this, I thought, wait a second, I haven't spoken for that bank for a long time since they fired the president and hired this goofy moron to be the president, and then they got rid of him in about a year. It was a disaster, and the end result, thank goodness, was that we hooked up with First Community Credit Union. But this letter goes on and on about how this bank sold their account to another bank without my knowledge, my approval. Frank, I thought you'd like to know about this. It is one of your sponsors. This doesn't seem right. Sincerely, Michael Pendergast. I look at the date. April 7th, 2003.
What is going on with our 2003 mail in April?
We need to find out who was in charge of the mail department in 2003. Hmm. What else is out there?
Well, they're cleaning a bunch of offices here.
I better not. I better not open an envelope that says, "Dear Frank, so and so, so and so, attorneys at law, Mrs. Whatever, whatever has died and left you the grand sum of. It must be claimed within the next 180 days." 2003
Or a check that has only good for cash before the next 120
days. Not good
if
deposited after this date.
Or a $10 million winning lottery ticket. Frank, I just wanted you to have this.
Yeah.
2003.
Yeah. Be sure to turn it in because it's only good for 180 days.
Yeah.
Wow. Unopened, sealed, stamped.
It's like a time capsule. That's pretty cool.
How did this happen? Well, it did happen. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Oh, I looked down and saw a bunch of phone calls and thought maybe Dan had taken names. Now he's taking names, and here's Mike's name. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank. Check to see the date on the stamp. Was it canceled recently? Was it sitting in a post office that long?
No, the postmark is 2003. The postmark,
I think they were here.
They were here. They've been here for 9 years. They've been sitting here for 9 years.
Well, I'm AM and PM, but I just wanted to see if it was a post office.
Now it's this place. Thank you, Mike.
All right, take care.
Happy New Year. Here's Rodney. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, Frank. This is Rodney. I'm AM and the PM. I just want to say I'm glad I finally got through. I've been holding since 2002.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Well, way to go. Congrats.
Man, you got patience.
One thing I did want to ask you, though, in your conversations about men whizzing, I'm surprised you didn't bring up the fact that men have what George Carlin used to call a piss shiver.
A shifter?
Shiver.
Shiver.
A shiver.
What is that?
You know how when you're taking a whiz, you start shivering?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You get like a chill. You get one of those chill things.
Yeah.
And it just shakes and splashes, sprays all over the place. Yeah, that's
right.
That's another good one. Yeah.
Anyway, hang in there, guys.
All right. Thank
Love
you, Rodney.
To have you back.
Thank you. Bye. Here's Rodney. Here's John. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I can answer the question about the peacoat.
Okay.
Okay. It's petty officer.
Ah, that makes sense.
Because everybody in Navy that's enlisted is considered a petty officer until you reach officer status.
All right, were you in the Navy?
Yes, sir, I was.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
It's only the Navy that has the button fly pants, I believe.
Yes.
What's the point of that? It seems to me that if you're in battle, everything needs to be done quick and accessible, and that button fly thing doesn't seem to make sense to me.
That's only on our dress blues.
Not on the white. I thought the
all the other uniforms that I was issued were all zippered except the dress blue.
I wonder why. You can't even see it, right? You can't see the buttons on the
button. Well, I have another question for you.
Sure.
Do you know how many buttons are on the fly on the dress blues?
I would guess five.
I'm going to guess eight.
Nope, 13.
Whoa.
That takes
forever. You better not have a weak bladder.
One thing you do not do, you do not go out drinking with your dress blues.
I'll say. What do you call
13 buttons. That's for the 13 original colonies.
Right, what do you call the white naval uniform with the flared pants and the flap on the back and the little goofy Gilligan hat? What's that called?
That's our dress whites. And what they call them.
And the dress whites don't have button fly?
No, they do not. They have zippers.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No, the only ones that have the buttons are just blues.
And I don't like the name Petty Officer. Okay, it sounds like he's petty.
Yeah, like just insignificant.
They need to fix that name.
Well, what would you rather be called, a petty officer or a junior officer? Come here, junior.
I'd rather have junior than petty.
Well, you know, it's like grand larceny and petty larceny.
Because essentially you're saying a peacoat's a petticoat.
Yeah, petticoat junction.
That just doesn't seem right to me.
Well, that's exactly, you know, I went through and enjoyed my stay in the Navy and everything, and... But, no, I ask the same stupid questions. How come there's buttons?
Yeah.
Don't ask.
My dad loved the Navy, and he wishes to this day he'd stayed in the Navy.
Hey, somebody called and said that...
John, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dan just interrupted. Wasn't I talking to you?
Oh,
Dan
yeah,
just
you
interrupted.
Guys having a good conversation.
Now, what is it now, Dan?
You can't repair zippers in the field if you're out in battle or anything like that. You can repair buttons.
He just said it was only on their dress blues, though.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be in battle with buttons. So that doesn't make any sense because you don't fight in your dress blues.
Who invented button fly? I cannot stand jeans with fly on them.
My wife picked up one time a pair of jeans or something for me with button fly, and I said, don't ever go out. I never want to see these again.
What's the point? There's no benefit to it.
Well, here's the other thing. Forget if you really have to go and you got to...
Right.
But I'm a man of action sexually.
Right.
And
as
you know, and you've been around me here, chicks, when they want it, they want it.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got time
to call you quick draw.
I don't have time to be fiddling around with some buttons or something.
By the time you get them unbuttoned.
Mr. Johnson needs to get out and get his work done.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Frank? Welcome back.
Thank you, Tony.
Hey, gang. Hello.
Tony, everybody.
Hello,
Tony.
Hello, Friday. What's up?
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
Hey, that guy kind of stole my thunder just a little bit because them 13 buttons represent the 13 original colonies. And, hey, it's a beautiful thing to have them buttons on there. And they are also on some of the older whites.
I thought they were.
Yes, sir, they are.
I thought when my dad was in that white uniform had those buttons on it.
Right. And also the scarf that goes around the necktie.
Yeah.
They used to take them, and they used to put rolls of pennies in there and have them sewn in for when they got in a fight.
Wow. Good idea.
And they take that necktie off, and they could swing it, use it as a weapon.
Okay. There's a reason for everything, I guess. Tony, happy New Year.
Hey, thank you very much. AM and a PM again.
Thank you for the call.
Hallelujah.
He's one of two hallelujahs, I think, out of that. Here's, I think, Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I was in the Army, and the BDUs have button flies also.
The what does?
BDU, battle dress uniform, the camo.
Okay, you must have been in then within the last 20, 25 years.
I was in 89. I was one of the first battalions to land over in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, because we didn't have them. Okay, that makes sense. You know what I do like, too? The new fatigues. Ours were just called fatigues, and they were green. I like this camo sand desert. I like that look. I see these soldiers at the airport.
The grays.
Well, they're not gray. They're a pale...
They're a
pale camo. They're not the camo hunters wear. It's more of a dusty, pale version. I like that stuff.
Hey, I don't know if this is a joke or a riddle, but you know why the military uses button flies?
No.
Because the sheep can hear a zipper a mile away.
Okay, that is a good one. That's an old one. That's a good one. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. There you go. And I got to get Jan in here because I like talking to women. So I think she would be 1, 2, 3, 4, this one. Hello, Jan. How are you?
Hi. Good, Frank and the gang. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, Jan.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, my dad was in the Navy in the early, I would say, maybe early, mid-40s.
Right.
And he kept his white Navy uniform, and I have a picture of him right here with the scarf around, his little white cap.
And it has the buttons.
It has the 13 buttons, and it does stand for the 13 colonies.
Yeah, because I knew my dad's had the buttons on them, but apparently they've done away with that, and I say good for them.
It's kind of funny, though. I'm looking at the photo of him, and it looks like these pants only come down, like, below his knees, and then he has these things that strap on the bottom of his shoes that come up almost like... I don't know, like socks or something.
Yeah, I know. It's some goofy stuff they made them. They used to have to do. All right, Jan. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for the call.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. We need a break. So
I think we can take one
Mr. Cleveland. Let's do one more, then we'll get Bill in. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I think the rest of these people kind of said the same thing I'm going to say. When I was in the Marine Corps, the Navy corpsmen, their uniforms had buttons, the whites and the blacks, which we called Cracker Jack uniforms.
The Cracker Jack.
Oh, because
they look like the guy from Cracker Jack.
Exactly. I no offense to Navy people, but I think they get the shaft in the clothing department. I really do.
Yeah.
That goofy looking scarf thing. Come on.
Well,
it's not very manly looking.
No, it really wasn't. And we were Marines on their ship, and that's the way they dress. And we were kind of embarrassed for them.
I'm embarrassed. Look, when I see, like, you watch Gene Kelly and those old movies and those guys skipping down the street with a little white flappy thing on
the deck.
Yeah, it's gay looking.
And weren't the pants great big huge bell bottoms, too?
It's not manly. You know, you see Green Beret guys or Marine people with combat boots, and then these sailors are skipping down the street. It's not fair. They need to redo that.
One thing I got to say, though, when I was on ship, and I was on ship several times, and we were just there to be carried by them, they did take care of that ship, and they knew what they were doing.
Well, they know what they're doing. We're not knocking the sailors. We're saying they deserve manlier uniforms.
Well, they do. And I can remember going into port, and us Marines were up on deck in our dress uniform, and we looked manly, and they were all either in their whites or their blacks, which we always call Cracker Jack, with that scarf on the back and the hat, the Gilligan hat.
That little Buster Brown goofy hat, yeah.
And I'm thinking, what are the other countries thinking?
They're thinking we could kick those sissies' butts. That's what they're thinking. Hey, we got to run. Scott, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
You too.
All right, don't go away. Bill Cleveland's coming up on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's go to Tim Weil, and he's in the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic. Tim?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan. We've got kind of a mess up in North County. You've got an accident. Now, there were actually two accidents, but they've just cleared the first one. But the second accident is at, it's eastbound 270, and it's just before West Florissant. Only the right lane was getting through, and traffic was a solid jam back to, we'll call it 370 right now. And then that's also causing northbound 170 to jam up a little bit north of 70 all the way up through 270. Looking at westbound 70 now, a little heavy between Mid Rivers Mall Drive and T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270 had a slow pocket between Olive and Ladue, and then it's slow again south of the Clayton Road overpass, just in pockets out through Doherty Ferry. We just got a report of an accident now westbound 44 at Highway 55. And this traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play the new and improved $2 Powerball from the Missouri Lottery with bigger jackpots, better chances to win, and more Missouri millionaires. Coming soon, January 15th. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Arsenic in your apple juice?
What's in your water?
Hi, I'm Justin.
And I'm Mike with All Pro Water. We are the locally owned St. Louis metro area Hague dealer.
If you could take all of the chlorine and contaminants out of every tap of your home and it could save you money, you would do it, wouldn't you?
Of course I would, Justin. We have the Hague Water Max system that is the most technologically advanced water filtration on the market today. Visit us at allpro-water.com for your free in-home water analysis. Again, that's allpro-water.com.
We will guarantee to save you money.
And that's a good thing.
These are sports guys.
Hey, what's going on?
And one thing they love is a sports bar and grill where they can enjoy great food in a fun, friendly atmosphere with plenty of big screens to watch their favorite teams. And what place is that, guys?
Krieger's!
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill in Chesterfield. Krieger's Sports Bar with plenty of big screen TVs to watch your favorite games on, including the big game coming up.
Our ticket to Sports Nirvana.
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill on Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, a block south of 4064.
Krieger's!
Go to Krieger'sChesterfield.com for more.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. Thanks a lot for filling in for me again today. I appreciate it.
I feel weird not to be here today.
It's a little strange.
Yeah.
A little strange. Not too bad, though. President Obama is now back from vacation, where he and his family stayed in a 10,000-square-foot home. Or as Mitt Romney calls that, the maid's quarters.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Mitt's son, Tag Romney, that's right, I said Tag Romney, hosted a group of young Republicans the other day in Iowa. He told about his strong, tough life growing up, and how at one point he had refused to make his bed, and Mitt cut his allowance down to $8,000 a week.
Oh, wow. His middle name's You're It.
Feel
what?
Bad for him.
Tag, You're It. That's not funny.
That's a good one.
Not funny.
Lady Gaga reportedly left large amounts of blood in a bathtub at a luxury London hotel when she checked out last summer.
Yeah.
Londoners say it was the most disturbing thing you could see in a bathroom besides walking in on George Michael.
Ooh.
And finally, this afternoon.
Man. What?
Never mind.
Thank you, Peon. A contestant recently tackled Drew Carey after he won on the game show The